Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Yo, turn me up in the headphones.
Like that?
Yeah.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 806 on ESPN 975-7378-03776. Let's get Eric in here. He's been waiting. He wants to talk about the Cowboys. But who doesn't want to talk Cowboys football? Well, we love
them. They're Cowboys. America's team.
They're America's disappointment. Okay? That's what they are.
You hate the Cowboys, you hate America.
America's disappointment.
That's what
go
they
back
are.
To ISIS. Are they gonna sign D-Law or tag him? Because he wants a lot of money.
Like, he's getting tagged.
$17 million a year.
They're tagging him.
Are they gonna cut Dez?
Nope. You gotta keep all your guys. The good ones, the bad ones, all of them.
Lawrence had a nice breakup.
What about Randy Gregory? Do you think he'll step up this year?
Oh, yeah.
I think he's
going
to step up to the bong. I know that.
I'm expecting huge things from Randy Gregory. So he's addicted. He's got say you can't get it. He's got it. He's got some things going on. And I had a team tell me before, like, he will never get off. He can't. He has anxiety stuff. Like, he can't get off. The Cowboys are going to get popped because he can't get off. He's always going to test. And I was like, yeah, but once all this money, and they go, okay. And I'm like, well, what do you mean, okay? Like, okay, well, let's just see. Like, test, test, test. Like, oh, this guy was right. He can't get off of it. Mm-hmm. He can't. So he's tested a zillion times. He'll keep testing. He'll be done with the Cowboys this year, and he'll be out of football. And then it'll be comeback season. And then,
nobody takes a chance like the Cowboys.
No.
You know what? Greg Hardy.
Your boy Greg Hardy.
Lael Collins.
Yep.
Lael Collins was a nice risk, though.
Lael Collins was... That was a weird one. That happened just before. It was my very first year doing draft at NFL. We were about to go on the air the very next day, and the Lael Collins, it might have been the same day, that stuff broke. And I said, and so I called a friend in the league. I said, well, what does this mean? He goes, no, it was a few days. It was just a couple days before. I said, what does this mean for his draft? He goes, I said, do you think he's going to fall down the board? He goes, he's off the board. He might have been involved in murdering a pregnant woman.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, yeah, but what if he wasn't? He goes, you don't draft somebody who might have.
No, you can't put
He's off the board. I'm like, are you sure?
On there.
He said, yes, you can't draft
him. The whole
him.
Thing is because every time he would be in court, if he was going to get prosecuted, whatever team, the Cleveland Browns, Lael Collins.
Well, but what this guy told me is everybody was making a mad dash to contact him. Like,
yes,
you're our number one guy now. Yeah. We want you to commit to us.
No, and that was undrafted. It was a great move by them. That one paid off. Greg Hardy, not so much. Randy Gregory, not so much. DeMarcus Lawrence has paid off. He was a risky guy, too, because of the weed.
Yeah, he had some weed.
He loves his weed, too. But who doesn't?
When was he drafted?
Second round.
Was he that early?
He was a second rounder. And he's a good player. Right. He's a good player.
Yeah.
But.
You got to watch how many of those guys you.
But he's another guy that's in the drug program. So. You got to watch that he's risky business. You give him all that money, so you franchise him, I guess, and then you. Hey, listen, he had a nice breakout season.
14 and a half sacks.
Yeah, you need guys who can rush the passer. Obviously, you're in a no win situation.
So he went from he did have 8 sacks his second year in the league when he played. I mean, when he's played.
Yeah, but 14 and a half is a different deal.
That's a lot, and it's. In the middle of what should be the early part of his prime.
Yeah.
And he wants $17 million. And everyone had gifts of, like, it was nonstop gifts of people spitting out coffee and laughing and stuff like that. And I'm just thinking, I mean, I don't know what the going rate right now. I need to check to see what the going rate for young edge rushers is, but why is it that crazy that he's looking for top dollar as the as a young edge rusher? I don't understand. That's a position of tremendous need. But I guess the thought around the league is that, thought around fan bases at least, is how in the world are you going to ask for that much money? Because he's a young pass rusher. Yeah. He just came off 14 and a half. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, he was third in the league, or second, tied for with Calais Campbell. Chandler Jones had 17. He was second, 14 and a half. I mean, that's now you're going to get paid. That's all you're going to get paid.
Let me see. Defensive end payrolls. Or I'll look
it's only 17. That's surprising to me that that's the average of the top five defensive ends in the league.
Well, no, that's what he is looking for. I have to check and see what the franchise is.
Oh, the franchise is going to be way more than that.
Yeah, so what's crazy about him asking for 17?
Nothing. But how can you count on him? Because he's in the protocol.
Yeah, that's a concern. That's got to be something that you factor in.
Obviously. I mean, are you going to be a guy that's going to be suspended 8 games?
They say... Yeah, I mean, actually, they do. They can. No, I think it's NFL where you kind of have to be stupid to get popped. You know when tests are coming.
Yeah.
You kind of have to be stupid.
Baseball, too. If you're part of the 40-man and you get popped, you're really, really stupid. You are really.
Or you got some tainted. You had a tainted supplement. Or a supplement that had something that you didn't know that was on the banned list.
Or like you're an enthusiast. Whitley.
No, Forrest Whitley would never do something that would intentionally get him 50 games. He simply...
What I love about the testing now is that you can say, quite frankly, with a lot of guys, it's if you get caught with, okay, you get popped with steroids, what are you going to say? Oh, it was weed. Listen, I'm not a steroid guy. It was weed. I smoked a little. I was secondhand smoke. I was with my brother and he and his buddies, and I was in the car, and I got secondhand smoke, and that's all. If you're a weed enthusiast, you can't get off of it. Well, I took a supplement.
Yeah.
I took a supplement, and down in Mexico, I ate some burgers. I mean, what?
Yeah.
I mean, we have no idea. I don't care what anybody says when they get popped. They're lying.
Well, you know why? Here's why. John, due process? I'm sorry. Are you just going to take due process away from these guys? Here's what happens. The guys get in trouble. They just try to win public opinion because the leagues aren't going to rarely. Although, Dwayne Brown got off of – that was a rare instance. We don't really talk about that. He got off of the issue with the tainted beef.
There must have been a low – a very low percentage in his blood. That's what
makes me think maybe there was something there because they had to go down and check all the beef supplies because they were going – they were going down there. There was going to be games coming up the next year. For him to get off of that is pretty rare for the league to take it completely away instead of minimizing. Like,
must have been a small trace.
Trace amount, yeah. So maybe there was something to that. By the way, defensive end, base earnings, Muhammad Wilkerson, 16.7. Calais Campbell, 15. Khalil Mack, 13.8. Olivier Vernon, 12.7. So he is going on the high side now. He's going on the high side.
Yeah,
obviously.
I won't imagine he's going low. Wow, that's it for a defensive end?
Mm-hmm. Base. I'll see what it is for cap it. Let's do cap it because that includes Jimmy Garoppolo's cap it is $37 million this year. Holy moly. For 2018, a defensive end, we're just looking at defensive end, a cap hit for defensive end is going to be Muhammad Wilkerson at 20. Jason Pierre-Paul, 17.5. Calais Campbell, 17.5. Olivier Vernon, 17. J.J. Watt, 15.
So it's right now. He's right in the neighborhood.
I don't think
it's not outrageous. It's not.
I'm surprised the internet started to break down about DeMarcus Lawrence went in 17.5.
Yeah.
When that's what the...
Jason
Pierre-Paul gets, you know, not the same player.
You know what's going to test positive? Well, you know what's going to test negative? If you don't have any testosterone.
You know what's going to test negative? Yeah. You don't have to worry about testing anything if you have low testosterone. If your numbers are low, you're not going to test positive. You're going to test negative in necessary testosterone. And what Men's T Clinic wants to do is get your testosterone level up. You know, testosterone level can have a massive, massive impact on your well-being and your physical structure. Like, you know, there's a reason so many of these athletes are like, want to be high in testosterone because testosterone is produced naturally by your body. If you have your normal amount, your workouts go better. You get more results from them. The belly fat is not different. You're gonna, you know, your physical build. If you're working out and you're getting treated by Men's T Clinic, you're gonna start seeing a big result. Now, you're only gonna get treated if you are low in testosterone, and they test you and check because they want you to be safe, but they also want to improve that quality of life. And when your testosterone is where it's supposed to be, your quality of life is much higher. Your energy level is better. Your desire and drive to get things done and just to have a good fun weekend instead of being a couch potato, it goes way, way up. So make sure that if you're starting to feel like, man, I just don't have my mojo anymore, then why don't you go by Men's T Clinic and see if testosterone is an issue for you. There's three locations, so there's no excuses. One is in the Heights off I-10 in Durham. The other location is at 290 in Barker Cypress. And the third location, a brand new one in Pearland, 288 in Discovery Bay, MensTClinic.com.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Somebody on Twitter had a great idea yesterday, and it happens. Don't scoff. Let's see if, well, first let's see. Is his birthday, so let's get Gilbert on. Hey, Gilbert. Yeah. So somebody on Twitter had a great idea yesterday. We were talking about, you just saw the story where you were reading about the play-in.
I'd seen this before. Yeah. Zach Lowe talked about it. And this is a play. This is what the NBA is looking at. And I think it's a great idea. The NBA, anything that can be more inclusive in a sport that is increasingly becoming influenced by a smaller amount of teams because of the stars partnering up. And really, frankly, the teams trying to go get these players, and Rockets are one of them. You need something to become more inclusive for the fans. Baseball benefited from adding the wild card format, obviously. And what basketball is considering doing is saying, and this may seem like a little thing, but I think it's smart because it adds a different level of excitement. They're saying, let's go 1 through 6 in both the East and West, and then let's go 7, 8, 9, 10. They're playing in for the two spots. So basically, you're just talking about potentially one game where 7 plays 10 and 8 plays 9, and whoever wins those games gets the last two. They don't even play. It's just one game for each team.
That's cool.
So it's not a lot, right?
Yeah. And it's just two, like the wild card.
Yeah. So it's not a lot, but it's an extra game that you could watch. It has some juice.
Well, and the 9 and the 10, the people are interested at the end of the year.
Those teams in both conferences. So now all of a sudden, 4 more fan bases, cities, right, are more interested. Gamblers are more interested because they got an individual game that they can fire on.
Right.
You've got to...
I love this suggestion yesterday.
What?
Thinking about it, you know who should get the first pick in the draft? And this will end...
The best team?
The best team that didn't make the playoffs.
Yes. I think Van Gundy is set. No, Van Gundy just thinks it should be a lottery for every team. It's a random draft every year.
Well, how about the first team out? So now everybody is playing their ass off. They don't want to be the worst team. They want to be the best team that's not in the playoffs.
God, then you'd have mini tanking at the back end of the first. Like, ugh.
Well, we don't want to be the 8th seed.
No.
We want to be the first. We want to be the 9.
Can you imagine if a game depends on 8 and 9? Did you see that high school girls team where the two teams were in the playoffs and whoever won had to take on this juggernaut in the next round? And these teams were like falling down on the ground, and the league stepped in. They were, you know, like one team scored in the 50s, which is pretty high. Of course, the other team wasn't even trying. The other team scored in the 20s. They showed some of the footage.
Wait a minute, in a girls' basketball game, they scored in the 50s?
That seems high. Yeah.
Yeah, we certainly can't accuse them of any
of tanking. But we saw, one of the girls shot a free throw. It hit, like, the side of the backboard. It was the worst shot. Then they showed, like, the referee had to go get it. and they gave it to the other team to bring the ball in, and the girl started cross half court, and then she like backed up until she got a 10-second call. And the refs had to stop in, talk to both coaches who were trying intentionally to tank, because whoever won that one had to, you know, it was a playoff seeding thing. And the district stepped in and was like, yeah, now you're both out of the tournament.
Good
like,
for them.
What?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're with your co-. And I think they let the players, I think, stay, and the coaches were kicked out of the tournament this year.
Good
you
for them.
Can't have that. But see, that's the problem with that. It sounds good until you realize, why do I want to be an 8 seed?
Right.
We had enough people with the Rockets in 2 years ago when they were 41-41 saying, I don't even want to go to the playoffs. I'd rather not even go to the playoffs. Cause then, and then my thing is, get in the tournament.
Yeah, but usually if you're, okay, if you're, the problem, you're exactly right. The problem with, okay, I'm the 8 seed and I get to play Golden State, or I'm the 9 seed and I get the first pick.
And give me a break. Yeah. I would literally be shooting everything left-handed.
Right, that's true.
Give no.
There is a flaw. So there is a flaw in that little
scheme. Yeah, I mean, let's see. I get an ass-whooping by the Warriors, or I get, you know,
right.
Or I get the first pick of the draft. Who this year, who is it supposed to be?
First pick of the draft is going to be the Duke guy.
Big man, right?
Yeah.
Figure.
What's his name?
Jerry Livingston.
No, it's I can't remember.
Bamute.
No, not Bamute. He's already in the league. And well, apparently Alonzo Trier from Arizona is
in trouble.
He's been suspended. This is the second time actually that he is, but he's got a substance, but it's such a, the coach says it's such a small trace of the substance that this is not something that he should be suspended for, but apparently it's the second time. But he's their second leading scorer. He's averaging 19 a game. He's borderline All-American. And Arizona is a team to be reckoned with. This could be a tournament that actually, Bagley.
No. Grayson Allen is who you're thinking of.
Not Grayson Allen.
Grayson's going to be the first pick.
Marvin Bagley.
People be tanking for Grayson Allen.
No one's going to tank for Grayson Allen. I think this is going to be an interesting NCAA tournament in that there's nobody that's stepping up and saying now. And usually when we say this though, that there's no dominant teams, it'll be, the final four will be a 1-1, 2-1 seed. All the top seeds will go.
And ultimately that's a good thing.
Yeah.
To see the best teams.
But these aren't big name teams though, tell you the truth. When Villanova and Cincinnati, which Cincinnati's a top 10 team. Wait, here's Gilbert. Gilbert. You hear him?
Yeah.
You hear can hear us.
Yeah, he can't respond.
Gilbert.
Yeah.
Hey Gilbert.
Today's my birthday and no one doesn't like me anyway.
Who doesn't like you?
That's my mom.
What?
My brother, Winnie, you, and Marianne, and Carol. Everyone mad at me anyway.
Nobody's mad at you, Gilbert. Everybody loves you.
Not everybody.
Yeah.
I'll speak Trinity anyway, John, anyway, you know.
You what?
I'll spring training up in Florida anyway.
How's spring training?
It's great.
I'll translate if you need.
No. I usually speak fluent, Gilbert, but that was a little difficult. Spring training was great, Gilbert. I missed you there. Have you been down there?
No, I don't want to go down to Florida.
Why not? It's bad down there?
Yeah.
It's your birthday, though, Gilbert.
I want to know more
about it. It's my birthday. I had trouble with nudity anyway. You know, I can't stand naked leg girls anyway no more.
Wait, what's that?
You can't.
Hold on.
I can't stand naked girls no more.
You
anyway.
Can't stand. Ooh.
Next to girls.
No. I think he's naked girls.
Oh, naked.
You can't stand naked girls anymore?
Yeah.
Oh, why? My God. Shouldn't.
Wait a minute.
Do you like naked boys now?
No. Gilbert.
No, Gilbert ain't like
Gilbert,
that.
Gilbert, delete. No, Gilbert. Control, alt, no, delete, Gilbert.
Gilbert will drop an F-bomb on
no,
you.
No, but so. If he's done with naked girls.
Has he?
Yes, he's done that. If he's done with naked girls, that means. He's in the naked guys.
No, Gilbert.
He doesn't like
say,
anybody naked.
He doesn't want anybody. But Gilbert, why did this come about?
Well, yeah, what happened with the naked girls,
there was
Gilbert?
Something.
I don't know what happened. Did I say that? Oh, I better say public ground. Wet dream, probably not. Yeah. So, Lance, are you there, Lance?
Yeah, I'm right here. I have no idea.
I want to ask you a question.
All right. I'll give you an honest answer.
Why did the Astros, the world champion back in 80 and 86, why is that anyway?
Say it again.
Why weren't
why,
they?
Why did the Astros make it to the World Series?
World but Series?
They just know, with Bagwell and all that.
They
you know,
just,
why is that? Why is the good?
Yeah.
The other one he did last year and the one on this year, why is that?
Okay, if we're going back to 86, it's because they didn't have enough in I think they just didn't have enough of a bullpen, and they got beat by a really good team. Frankly, they were just – that was a really,
either.
Really talented Mets team.
Yeah.
Really talented Mets
team. I got to go there and talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, we'll see.
All right.
I don't know. Do I have to finish the answer? I don't have to, right? He's done. I mean, what in the hell happened just now? He didn't like naked girls anymore. Wait, did I just say that? I didn't say that, or whatever. Well, I think that's what he said.
Yeah,
no, I didn't
laugh.
Say that. Carol doesn't like me. You don't like me.
Right. His mom and his brother.
His mom and his brother.
I didn't know he had a brother.
I didn't either.
That's the first I've heard of a brother.
It's a little layer to the onion, is what I call that.
I didn't know anything about a brother. He's never mentioned his brother ever.
Nope.
All right.
Let's get Clint. When we come back.
Oh, no, football game in.
Delete. Don't even. Why? And now our interns have to be the first line of defense, and they don't even know that they're not supposed to even deal with that.
Football game in?
Nope.
No. Football game in.
But Clint's got an idea to stop tanking in NBA. We'll see what that is.
All right,
is.
On the other side.
We'll I've got the answer, too. When
poker.
We come back, tasers.
Poker. That's what I think. Should just play poker.
Yeah, I don't know how it's linked, but we can work on it. We can work on that. Prime Social's got a $60,000 tournament on Saturday. I already told you guys that they have the tournaments every single day, but they also have one every single weekend, and they do the big boys on Saturday and Sunday. So if you want more information about it, go to PrimeSocialTX.com. But I also want to let you know that, you know what, bring your girl if you want to. She can – a lot of times I actually let them sit near the table. I'm not sure if that should be allowed, but I've seen it happen before. Someone actually – brought some food in, and that's dumb because they've got great food there at Prime Social. You've got great food, a great bar. You can go hang out there while you're waiting to get at a cash game. Go have yourself a drink and just say, hey, you know what, before you go out with the girls and I do my poker thing, let's go have a drink. Let's go have a dinner there. Let's hang out. We've got backgammon. You got chess. You got a pool table. You got this strange game where you shoot fish with guns or something. I don't know what this game is. I just know it's supposedly really big in the underground. I know this much, though. 1 in 3 no-limit hold'em games. Higher stakes no-limit games. VIP high roller section they've got. And they've got the great tournaments like I told you. Half-price seat fees from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Half-price, they got drink specials going on, food specials. There's all kinds of great deals going on for you. And don't forget, 20 tables, 29 televisions. While you're playing poker, I promise you, you'll be able to see the latest and greatest sports action as well. Prime Social at 7801 Westheimer, just west of the Hillcroft Voss Street. And you got a chance to get in on 60,000 guaranteed for the big tournament going on Saturday. Don't miss out. For more information, go to PrimeSocialTX.com.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Clint, with the shortest wait times in the business, will be first up. Just called in, so let's get him in here. Hey, Clint.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are y'all today?
Good, man. How are you?
Not bad, man. All right, so, like, my idea to stop tanking, you take the G League, right, and you make sure every team has an affiliate, and then you get rid of the two-way contracts to where, you know, you can't bounce your players back and forth between the leagues anymore. And you take that G League, and whoever wins the G League gets the first pick, and they're all the way down. So that way you've got teams that are actually developing talent, underneath, and it makes that G League worth something also.
You're talking about relegation here?
I'm sorry?
You're talking about relegation,
right? Relegation. What they do in soccer.
Pretty much, yeah. Exactly.
I love the concept of relegation.
I do too, but you're never going to get...
G League basketball is the only...
The owners control all that. They're going to say, okay, so I have the worst record. I'm going to be relegated to the lower league. There's no chance. No chance whatsoever.
And what if they are trying? Like, you don't benefit by... If they're not tanking, they actually are trying. Of course, sometimes it's hard to tell. They don't say they're going to tank on purpose. You know, the problem is Hinkie made it... He made it obvious.
Well, he was rebuilding, though.
Like, he would talk about, like, this is the best way to win. Like, you're not supposed to say that. You tank and you don't talk about it.
Well, but he was rebuilding. He did it like the Astros did it. You know, it was
a
rebuild.
Yeah.
But then Philadelphia didn't have talent either.
Don't say the best way to do this is tanking. Don't do that. Yeah. Don't have Zach Lowe writing articles about it and you call it the process. The process was, and now it's become the mantra, and this guy's like out in the cold when really he did the heavy lifting. But the process was be terrible, get picks. It's the model that accidentally Seattle Supersonics / Oklahoma City used.
Right.
I don't think they meant to be terrible.
Well, hey, but they did it pretty well because what, Seth was a sixth pick overall? I mean, you got your marquee player with the sixth overall pick as opposed to the first?
No. I said Seattle, Oklahoma City.
I'm sorry.
Kevin Durant was Seattle. I was thinking
about Golden State.
Golden State,
the way they did it.
Yeah.
Well, Golden State built it through their own, too.
And they didn't. That wasn't a tank. That was a bad team who evaluated and did good through building. Yeah.
Right.
Draymond Green wasn't even a first rounder.
No. You can do it that way as well. You don't have to tank. You don't have to have the number one pick. And oh, by the way, the number one pick a lot of times doesn't, or number two doesn't work out.
How do you feel
about just evaluate? Develop. How about those two things?
You can do that. Daryl Morey and the Rockets didn't tank. Now, here's this one is tricky.
But he had to trade for it. It wasn't like he's done it through the draft.
No, he had to work for it. But he used draft picks as chips to trade,
right?
As players, but they're future players. Because his idea is the numbers tell us it's a little bit of a coin flipper anyway if you're not in the top eight.
I don't really have a problem. And I guess it's just because the Astros did it this way. But you know what? You got to go through your times too. The owner's got to take a team that's not going to draw a crowd, get any ratings, get any revenues. You're the one that's going to have to fade all of that money that's lost from losing all those games. But if you're going to build your team that way, I don't have any problem with it.
I don't have a problem with it if you pass along your sentiments to your fans through lower concession prices, lower parking prices, lower ticket prices. If that's what you're doing...
But if you don't, guess what? Nobody's going to go. And you're losing all that revenue.
No, that's true. But it seems like the people who are in it for season tickets, why punish them?
Well, right.
Like, they're your base you want to take care of.
Then don't buy season tickets. Then don't buy season... And you know what? A lot of people how many people didn't buy season tickets when the Astros were terrible?
Yeah, no. And that's when they started the dollar hot dog night happen when they were bad.
Sure.
And I think that's smart, and they still do it. And that is smart.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I bring my kids on Wednesdays.
Fireworks night?
Yeah.
Everybody loves fireworks.
Hey, Drayton, you know what? Here's the difference. Drayton says, let's bring dogs to the park. And Jim Crane says, let's sell hot dogs at the park.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, people running the bases with dogs running. Like, how about we just lower
clean
some
up that
prices?
Dog poop.
Yeah, how about hot dogs are a dollar? They get them like three and four at a time, and maybe we cut costs on Cokes because they did that for a while too. Like, how about that? You know what? If you lower concession prices for people like me and you who bring kids, well, not you so much anymore, but people who have kids, that's a big, man, that is a huge selling point to me. That's a huge selling point to anybody who goes to the park, period. But if you're bringing multiple people where it starts to really add up, man, dollar dog night, you cut concession prices on a Coke? That's from $13 down to $9 for a 16-ounce Coke? What an amazing deal that is.
To me, dollar beer night, dollar Coors Lights.
Kids don't drink that, but now you're
I don't care about kids.
Now you deal.
Screw kids.
Beer drinkers know this is what they know for sure. Beer drinkers will pay anything at a game.
That's the problem.
There's no reason to.
That's the problem.
Like, if I hear there's dollar dog,
that's why
I'm more inclined to bring my kids.
Prejudiced.
If you hear there is beer at regular price, you're going.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We're gonna drink our beer. We don't care. And we're gonna spend $10 for beers. We do. That's what it is over there at I mean, $10, $12 at a Texans game, it's prejudice is what it is.
I ordered a, my wife and I went to the Texans Kansas City Chiefs playoff game, that really sweet one that Nile Davis got kicked off.
The first play. So I went and got kickoff.
All right, what do you want, sir? Let me get a vodka tonic. Okay. You want a single or double? I better do a double because we'll just hear. Okay, thanks, sir.
$24, $28.
What? Am I getting a lap dance too? Is there anyone taking a top off with these prices?
No.
What are we doing here? Is this an IMAX? Are we in IMAX with these prices? $28 for a dub? What? And then I'm thinking, I think that's actually a good deal that I got the double, though. I feel like I made out. I'm like, what's a double? Oh, like 3 ounces of vodka? Like, man.
Yeah.
This is why people bring flasks right here. This is the reason that flasks.
Quiet,
this is
please.
Why LSU leads the league in Coke sales.
Quiet,
and Sprite
please.
Sales.
Quiet, please. We don't need that out
with
there.
With these $28.
We don't need that out there for all the
cocktails.
People.
Come on.
Speaking of drinks and diversity and prejudice against beer drinkers, did you see the Illinois governor? The Illinois governor, apparently, he was at a Hyatt. And Hyatt is trying to promote the fact that chocolate milk demonstrates diversity. Okay. The Governor Rauner, I don't know who he is. Governor Rauner, apparently the clunky corporate metaphor is the brainchild of Hyatt Hotels diversity and inclusion executive Tyrone Studemeyer, who appeared alongside Rauner on Wednesday at the downtown Chicago Thompson Center. This chocolate syrup represents diversity, Stoudemire said, before squirting a healthy dash of brown syrup that immediately sank to the bottom of the glass.
Maybe milk diversity.
When you look at most organizations, diversity sits at the bottom of the organization.
Oh, there's the angle.
You don't get inclusion until you actually stir it up. And then he stirred it up, Rauner did, turning it brown. He took a sip and pronounced it good. Diversity is the mix, and inclusion is making the mix work.
So it's a metaphor.
Wait, do you guys
it's a little bit more than that.
How did Twitter,
it's chocolate milk.
How did Twitter respond?
Twitter thought it was a great, great idea.
Did they?
Look, if you drink chocolate milk, you're not racist anymore.
You want to hear the actual audio? It's even better.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. We played it yesterday.
You got it? You did?
Yo, you're going to love this. This is the best. Like, the audio is so awkward. Del, do you have it ready? We'll play next segment. You're going to be like, whoa, dude.
No.
Why? Stop. No. It's so awkward.
I love this.
Shout out to the Asians in there, too, by the way.
How they get in?
You'll hear it in the next segment.
How those people get in?
Oh, you'll hear. And it's very stereotypical. Wait.
It's stereotypical as New York, as NYU?
I swear to God, if he brings out a fortune cookie and cracks it open like...
No,
fortune says
no.
Everyone's together. Like, no, it's not working.
No.
It's not working.
No.
It's not working.
Play on the other side.
All right.
Yeah, it's good.
Not as stereotypical as NYU, who tried to have a food night for Black History Month. You know what they served?
Probably just like pizza, hamburgers.
Now, NYU... This is not like it's, you know, the Ole Miss frat house or
something. This
you know
is
what I'm saying?
NYU.
Like, yeah, this isn't a Paula Deen
thing. Apparently they went to the cooks and said, we want to have a Black History Month night. Okay. Well, the cooks are all black, and they put it out there. And they said, hey, this ain't on us.
NYU?
Yeah. NYU said, wait a minute. This ain't on us. Mm. You know, they put out their collard greens and watermelon and Kool-Aid. And they said, this is Black History Month dinner.
And immediately, see, you got to know when things are going to get you here.
Wait a minute.
And they say, no, it was cooked. It doesn't matter. You can't have that even get out, NYU dummies. What are y'all doing? Do what everyone else does. Just do some type of chicken cutlet, breaded chicken cut with mushrooms and a light lemon garlic sauce with. You can do collard greens. That's fine. Collard greens are delicious. That's my favorite thing my wife makes.
Really?
To this.
Really?
Oh, it's unbelievable. She didn't even know how to make it. 2 years ago, she made it. I swear to God, my wife's collard greens are incredible.
You would take that over mac and cheese?
Yes.
Brussels sprouts and saltgrass?
That good?
Lance, what has happened to you?
Brussels sprouts and saltgrass.
Mac and cheese is fine, but I haven't had real mac and cheese in my house for 100 million years. Last time I had real mac and cheese was at my... Well, at restaurants, but also with my mom. But mac and cheese can go sideways on you. Now, lobster mac and cheese ain't no joke.
No. Well, we're going to hear from the governor of Illinois next right here on ESPN 97.5. But first, let's talk about Texas Mattress Makers. I'm a man, Yuval, over there at Texas Mattress Makers. Are you a guy that right now you're trying to sneak into bed and you're having a hard time because your mattress gives you away? Well, if you're trying to sneak in bed with your wife after you've been out all night...
Well, why would you be sneaking in bed?
Because it's late. You don't want her to wake up.
You need a mattress to help you sneak around.
Well, you don't want to be her waking up at 5 in the morning when you're getting home.
I mean, this is actually, feels like a real world example.
It kind of is. Check out the Amsterdam. Pocketed coils provide significant reduction of partner disturbance while giving you a cooler, deeper sleep. It's and where are you going to find the Amsterdam? At Texas Mattress Makers. Where are you going to find, wait a minute. If you're in a hotel owned by the billion-dollar buyer, Tillman Fertitta, what kind of bed you're going to find? Oh, that's right. It's a Texas Mattress Makers. You know why? Because Tillman gets the best quality for the best price. That's what Tillman do. And you should, too. All you have to do is go to Texas Mattress Makers. You, my friends, are going to be the ones that are going to benefit like half of what you're paying at the other stores. And you got two locations now, Navigation, corner of Lockwood, and 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy. Yuval does it better than anybody else. This is not even arguable. Go find out for yourself. TexasMattressMakers.com, 4619 Navigation, 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy. Tell them you heard it right here.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 853 ESPN 97.5, 733-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here, you're more than welcome to do that. Come hang with us here on the show. John, Lance, and Del Raheel joins us in just a couple of minutes here. Football Game Man tried to get in, but he couldn't. I don't know why.
So Gilbert's done with women? That's the new...
Naked women.
Naked women.
Right. Okay.
And then he said, no, I didn't say what. I tell you that? I didn't say that.
Yeah, he was laughing did. Then.
Did you know that, just as a side note, University of Houston, I got this note, is going to have their pro day March 29th. I just want to mention this quickly. U of H has been cranking out some really good athletes over the last 3-4 years, like Brandon Wilson last year. Like, holy crap, this guy jumped 40 inches and ran a 4.4 something. And, like, they're athletic. The guys that they've had from, obviously, William Jackson was first-round pick.
You know who all those guys, who got all those guys here?
Who? Sumlin?
No.
Who?
Well, yeah, Summies. It's Zach Spavital.
Oh, was he that guy? Well, they've cranked out.
He was
their
recruiting coordinator.
It's not like they're creating.
All the really good players, Zach Spavital was responsible.
I mean, some of the guys are decent players, but really good athletes. Like, their pro day, they have guys making Landon Roberts. I thought he's kind of stiff, you know, in the way he moved and all this stuff. Before you know it, this guy ran really good time. Like, he worked out well. They got a bunch of guys that are big athletes. I think Matthew, what is his name? Adams. It's supposed to work out, supposed to have a big workout this year. I'll find out. But I was just making the point that they've had success at U of H. They're also getting some pretty good athletes.
Yeah, and I think here's the deal. I think, you know, Tony Levine, I think, left at the perfect time for Tom Herman. Tom Herman had that cupboard was not bare. As a matter of fact, that cupboard was full.
The Tony Levine era was not long.
No, but they were building. Now, Tony, as a head coach, he made some mistakes. One game in, he had to fire his offensive coordinator.
That's immediately I said,
that's a bad look.
This may be too big for Tony.
Well, and you know, it was a perfect time for Tom Herman to come in, though. Mm-hmm. All of those guys that they had gotten, they redid that whole thing. And it was from Summy's guys and Levine. And one thing Tony Levine was a great organizer. There is no better organizer than Tony Levine, and he organized. And Zach Spavital was a wonderful evaluator of talent and salesman. And he got some guys that shouldn't have come here to come here.
Get
and they had a couple of transfers as well, and JUCOs to come as well. But those guys were responsible for a lot of good football players. We're gonna find what we're gonna find out now is whether or not Major Applewhite can continue that deal. Because Tom Herman, well, he got Ed Oliver to come, and that's all fine and good. But they were deep. You know that. You saw. You're seeing all the guys that they had. That all their defensive backs were all guys that were pro eligible. All their defensive backs.
Yeah.
So. That's going to be the key for Major is whether or not he can keep that.
Do you know that Rice has, I'm not really sure why he ended up at Rice. Rice has one of the hot coaches in college football.
Who, Blomgren?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy in college football circles, this offensive line coach they got, is really highly regarded and heralded. It's like the type of guy that I'm thinking, and I know they got him because the thought is he's a guy that is going to be able to, he was at Stanford. He just do the same thing at Rice. Yeah, it's different.
Well, the athletic directors from Stanford, they knew each other there, and he brought them over.
It's a hard job to win it.
Yes.
Baylor got to stay there a long time without winning at a high level. But I'm telling you, this dude, I got a feeling Rice is going to get some W's. I know it's not easy to recruit.
Here's the problem is it's going to take a couple of years. All of the kids that were grad transfer eligible transferred. They all transferred. So that's the problem. But here's the difference is David Bailiff wouldn't take any transfers. He took walk-ons, but he wouldn't take any transfers. Nobody could transfer over to Rice. They just got the quarterback from Vanderbilt to come over. And so, yeah, a grad transfer. So that's something different that's happening now. Now, he lost over the last couple of years. The number of guys that he has lost to grad transfers has been... It's been everybody's bailing. Everybody's bailing on the program. So we'll see. It's going to take him. He may be a great coach, but it's going to take him a little while. It's going to take him, well, maybe a little bit more than a little while. Here's what's going on. Lance just talked about his place and my place, too. I mean, I love Prime. It's right here on Westheimer, and there's three of them right here in the same area. When we're talking about the Legion TX, we're talking about up in Spring. And up in Spring, it's a ways away. So everybody up in the Woodlands, Conroe, Spring, North Texas, the Legion is your place to go and play poker. And how about this tonight? A $15,000 guaranteed tournament that starts at 7:30. Cord Garcia, the winner of the first Colossus tourney, and Ray Henson, who took third, are both going to have bounties on their heads. So when you knock them out, you're gonna get paid. Food, sandwiches, salads, snacks. Bring your own beer. Okay, that's nice. Hassle-free parking, huge parking lot, brand new tables, TVs, all the sports channels, everything that you're gonna have. No limit, hold'em and limit hold'em. Pot limit Omaha. Daily tournaments every single day. Entries and rebuys. All the entries and rebuys go to the players. It's the LegionTX.com, 45 North, right next to Big Texas Dance Hall. Get on Facebook or at TheLegionTX.com, TheLegionTX.com. You're looking for a game. They've got it. Sunday, the grand opening, 20,000 guaranteed tourney, starts at 6 p.m. You're looking for fun. You're looking to play poker up north, Spring, Conroe, Woodlands. This is your place. It's TheLegionTX.com.
We don't make knee-jerk decisions.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.